Proclamation number 5602 of 14th of February, 1953. Remember the soul after death. Pitiful figures in the afterlife. What your soul desires, that shall be supplied to it. But do you pay attention to your soul's desire? You fulfill the body's demands but leave the soul's desire unfulfilled. And thus it will happen that your real self will enter the beyond in utmost poverty and weakness, for you do nothing during your earthly life to nourish and strengthen the soul. It starves and begs and is an unhappy being, while the welfared body remains behind and perishes. If you could see the wretched figures in the hereafter who have passed over in this way, you would be terrified and turn away in horror. And yet the same fate awaits you if you have led the same earthly life as they. Earthly life will pass very quickly, and what you humans have striven for and perhaps even achieved you will have to leave behind, or it will be destroyed during your lifetime, and then you will have to ruefully realize that you left a time of grace unused which could have brought you spiritual success of immeasurable value. You make a lot of mistakes during this short time of earthly life, and yet you are constantly reminded and admonished to remember your soul which lifts on when you have to leave your body. Why don't you pay attention to these indications? Why don't you follow the admonitions of those who want to help you in spiritual adversity? Why do you only turn your eyes to the world and don't even look within yourselves so that the soul's adversity would become apparent to you? You pay rich tribute to the world, that is, to God's adversary, but you do not make the small sacrifice of providing nourishment for the soul, which consists of the Word of God. Therefore you cannot expect mercy when you enter the spiritual kingdom. You will have to accept the fate you have prepared for the soul on earth yourselves. Hunger and thirst, darkness and torment. For it cannot reap what it did not sow on earth. It can indeed still be saved in the beyond, yet what dreadful torments precede its salvation. How immeasurably difficult it is to persuade a soul to change its will, which was completely wrongly directed on earth. The soul cannot be given what it did not acquire. And it has to struggle unspeakably in order to achieve an improvement of its situation. It will achieve it if it wants to, but the will is so dreadfully weak and only great love can help it up. And how rarely does a soul find such love? Because love has grown cold on earth and is therefore followed by little love. If you humans knew about the hardship of these souls, they would take pity on you and let your love flare up, yet you lack faith in it and cannot be given to you against your will. Yet again and again divine love calls to you. Remember your souls. Do not let them live in want in earthly life, because you are preparing an agonizing fate for yourselves in eternity. Remember the life of the soul after death, so that you do not have to think back in painful remorse of the unused time on earth. Work and create for your soul, so that you may live forever. Amen.